This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Always a pleasure to have Lansing Mayor Virg Monero on the line. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good. How are you, Cheryl?
I'm doing very well. With the deficit the state is facing, there aren't any easy solutions. What was your initial reaction to Governor Snyder's proposal?
Of course, in a way, I mean, it adds to our troubles. We had a $15 million deficit largely because of the decline in property values, and now we have a potentially $20 million deficit. So it certainly is not helpful. And but we're hopeful because he's taken the revenue sharing away, but he's sort of put out these benchmarks, and it seems that he's saying if we can meet these benchmarks, if we can jump through these hoops, we might be able to get $4.6 million back of our revenue sharing dollars. So we're as hopeful as we can be. A lot of the things that the governor talked about, you know, austerity, responsibility with the budget, transparency with the budget, a lot of the things he's talked about, we're doing in the city. You know, we have been doing more with less. He talks about value for money. Well, certainly we're getting more bang out of the buck in Lansing. We've been doing that. So I think that we're going to be able to meet those conditions. I'm hopeful that we will, and hopeful that we'll be able to get some of that money back and not have such a huge budget hole that has been created.
Yeah, that revenue sharing is, people have been, you know, very concerned about that all over the state. And that's a huge change in the way we're going to do revenue sharing.
Yeah, yes. And Cheryl, you know, revenue sharing, people hear about it, and I'm not sure they always know what it is, because it sounds like sharing. You know, it sounds like this voluntary thing where people help you out if they can. But really, this is a compact that the state made with local governments long ago, that instead of having local sales tax, like in a lot of states, it's a countywide, the county decided the sales tax, that they would have one uniform sales tax for the state, and the state would collect it and then give it back to us based on a formula. But the state hasn't kept their end of the bargain. They've been cutting that every year. And so, you know, it makes it very difficult on municipalities, because we don't have that many options when it comes to raising revenue. So we relied on that state revenue sharing for vital services. It funds things like police and fire and roads. And these things are in jeopardy. I mean, let's not kid ourselves. Let's not pull any punches here. Now, after 5 years of cuts in Lansing, you know, we've cut $42 million in deficit. Now we're staring at a $20 million deficit. Literally is 20% of our budget. And police and fire is 55% of our budget. So there's no way that police and fire services, emergency services, can be spared. And I asked the lawmakers and the governor to consider that when people call 911, they're not calling the state capitol. They're not calling the feds. They're calling us in local government. When people call 911, whether or not we can respond is whether or not we have the resources. When we have a heavy snowfall, that's our job in local government. The state government's not going to come and plow your roads. So these are vital services. So I'm trying to convince the state not to simply kick the can down the road and pass the problem down to us.
Well, yeah, anticipating, you know, what the cuts will, how they will impact the city of Lansing is what you were just discussing.
Yes, exactly. And I've been discussing it. I've been trying to talk to all the lawmakers, and I will continue. And, of course, we're also deeply concerned about the economic development aspects of the budget proposal. When people talk about doing away with different economic incentives, these aren't giveaways. I mean, you know, the economic tools that we've used, if you look around the city, if you look at the biggest project, one of the biggest projects in the state, the Accident Fund Insurance Company at the old Board of Water and Light Ottawa Power Station along our riverfront, that project would not be happening without significant economic incentives, because old buildings will just sit empty. They'll be knocked down or blow away because they're upside down. No business is going to come in. Those economic tools were designed for cities, for core communities, to be able to redevelop old sites, because it will never be economically viable for a company to do without some economic incentives. So I'm hoping that the legislature will take a good look at this and that we can continue to communicate and dialogue so we get the best results. The governor talks about results. I'm right there with him. I want good results. We've been getting results in the city of Lansing, but those economic development tools are absolutely crucial. Don't tie our hands. That's my request. Please don't tie our hands. Give us the tools to do the job so that we can win the jobs for our core communities around the state.
What was your reaction to Governor Snyder taking a $1 salary?
Frankly, I haven't had too much time to focus on that. I think it's generous of him. I think it's just great. You know, if you could afford to work for that, I wish I was in a position where I could afford to work for a dollar. But I think it's generous on his part, and that's a wonderful thing.
And moving forward, this now is when the hard work begins.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, our hard work, we've been at it. And again, we've been operating on the assumption that, you know, we had at least a $15 million deficit. But I said I thought it could be up to $20 million depending on what the governor did. And what he did do was he took away all statutory revenue sharing. Again, people should understand. He took away all revenue sharing and said, maybe you can. He's going to come out with more details later that if we operate under best practices, and he kind of hinted at what those best practices are, we might be able to earn some of that back. So we have a big hole in Lansing, as you know, Cheryl, where the council was considering putting a $4 million increase on the ballot. It's the first time I have said I would support a tax increase. I would support putting it on the ballot, and I personally will vote for it to raise property taxes, because with the decline in property values, about 70% of people won't even feel a tax increase, even with the $4 million increase, because their taxes are declining so quickly, because property values, it's like quicksand beneath our feet. So what I'm saying is, locally, we'll be able to raise, if the citizens vote for it, we'll raise $8.5 million with the $4 million increase. We'll still have about a $12 million deficit, potentially, to cover up. So we're not saying we're not willing to make any cuts, that we're going to continue to identify efficiencies. We must make cuts. The only question is, do we use a meat axe or a scalpel? I would rather, since I'm the one doing the operating, I would rather use a scalpel and maintain vital services and continue to be able to make strategic investments in our city's future.
And I only have less than a minute left. Did you see something you liked in the proposal?
I'm studying the details of the proposal. A lot of the speech I liked. I mean, you can't argue with it. Look, I mean, I understand the day of reckoning. We've been through this in the city. I appreciate that he went forthrightly. You know, I mean, I thought it was a very good budget talk. The incentives part of it, I'm worried about the accountability, the transparency. I'm all for it. People should know exactly what they're getting for their dollars. Mm-hmm. There are some things we agree on.
Well, very good. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for your time this evening, sir.
Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you. Good night. Lansing Mayor Virge Bonero. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.